This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Everybody, welcome back to the Buffalo Happy Hour. My name is Derek, and today we are reviewing the Flabier Advent Whiskey Calendar Day 20. We're crushing through these. We got five more to do for you. I don't know if I'm going to do them all today or if you'll see me in an outfit change, or maybe I'll just keep the same outfit on and just keep going because we're just running through them. The last one was interesting. It didn't really taste like much. Let me actually pour some of this in here so I can rinse the old palate, even though it didn't taste like much. It tastes a lot like water. But the one before that was also very smoky. So maybe the smoky first and then that one second kind of didn't make it come out to be the best product, maybe, I would assume. But we'll see what today is. We're doing these blind. My palate was basically reset from that last one. So let's see what we got on this one. Honestly, a lot of these have been the same color. This one looks a little bit lighter. Yeah, this one looks a little lighter. Has some legs on it. Let's see how this smells. I'm getting some traditional American notes. I'm not sure if I would go Kentucky, but something with Kentucky influence. Maybe an MGP product, but it has that almost like candied caramel note. Not like a Werther's, but something more like a salted caramel, a little bit. But you're getting those traditional oak vanilla notes. Like, it's a very typical American-smelling product. And I associate this flavor note with the new Char American Oak Barrels, which is making me think that this is something stateside, because for it to be a bourbon, it has to be made in new Char American Oak. For it to be anything else, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but generally people do it in new Char American Oak because it just makes more sense that way. Kind of like a cornbread, maybe. But definitely some of that honey, that salted caramel note, and a little oaky. So I'm going to go American here. Nose, I'd probably go C-check again. Nothing crazy. You've smelt this before. But let's get into the taste. This kind of came off a little bit on the initial taste is like those red cherry suckers that come in that weird square plastic wrap on just the sucker part of it, and the rest of it's just like that white stick. But that when it gets a little bit too hot and it starts melting and gets a little sticky. That's kind of what this tastes like. Almost like a kind of like a cough syrup thing too. That's a flavor note. That's not what this actually tastes like. It's just, it's a flavor underneath a lot of the traditional oaky caramel vanilla notes. Is like that jammy, gummy, almost syrupy cherry. Which makes me think that this is probably secondarily aged in like a wine cask or something like that. There's definitely a cherry note to this though. Cherry, dark fruits, plum, kind, maybe a raisin, but I don't know if fig probably would be another better descriptor of it. Chocolate covered raisin, maybe a little chocolatey note, or like a cacao note in there. And then maybe like an almondy too, or some sort of nut. It's an interesting taste. Yeah, it's a little viscousy, but it's not viscousy in the same vein that I associate a lot of heavily secondary matured products. When you age something in a very heavy, jammy wine cask like an Oloroso Sherry or a Pedro Ximenez, I get a lot of the buildup of the viscosity in the back of my mouth where it almost feels sticky a little bit. This one is more coating the gums and like the inside of your mouth and not necessarily going down deep. And it's a very high hug too. So I would probably say that this is, again, around like a 94 proof. I'm going to go with a corn product. Yeah, I'm going to go with a corn product. Probably a bourbon that is aged. I don't think it's Kentucky. I wouldn't be surprised if this is MGP influence just because of what I'm tasting, but I don't think it's from Kentucky. I think probably this is from somewhere out west, but I do think that this is an American product. So I'm not getting other flavor notes. And that primary oak note is what I associate a lot with American made. And the only time that I really get that overseas is if they age their stuff in a new charred American oak, which most of the time European distilleries do not do. So initial taste, I'm going to go C+. I'll honestly go B- in the initial taste. I like that sweet cherry pie cough syrup note. The ending note is kind of bland for me. It kind of goes down a little bit of that honey, a little viscosity, but mostly that vanilla, the caramel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
We'll come back. So the ending note isn't anything that really sticks around and gives you that cherry note long lasting. That's more in the initial taste. So I think for the ending note, I'm going to go C+. All around, not a bad product. I think I'm going to go with a 74 for an overall rating. It's a solid product, but if I was to guess, this is probably has some sort of like bourbon influence, but also potentially like a barley influence, whether this is a blend of some sorts, because I'm not getting a ton of those traditional like creamed corn type corn notes, like dusty corn, like a barn or something like that, that I traditionally get with corn whiskey. And I feel like I'm getting some sort of that maltiness that is making me think this is more viscous than a, like the viscosity or that maltiness that I get is in the front of my mouth is more what I associate with like a malted product. And then the viscosity that I get in the back of my mouth is something that I more associate with a heavily secondary matured product. So I'm going to go a blend of bourbon and some sort of single malt. And I think it's going to be like out west or something like that, because I can't see this being a Kentucky product, but with some MGP influence, because I'm getting some of that flavor note too. All right, in 94 proof. I don't know if I said that already. Oh, Texas. Okay. Did not get that. I thought that this... Oh, no. Lodestar. This is Los Angeles. Okay, so it was California. Let's go, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for a descent into destination where innovation takes flight and whiskey making touches new heights. Los Angeles, California, the city of angels. From its simmering coastline to its lively rhythm of its cultural hubs, the City of Angels, oh, there you go, embodies fearless and reinvention of a vibrant layered spirit. Los Angeles isn't just a place of creation, it's a celebration of diversity, connection, and boundless possibility. Lodestar American Whiskey, today's in-flight delicacy, embraces ethos from its combines it with California's laid-back vibe. Okay. Lodestar American Whiskey, 45%, 90 proof. Okay, so we were a little straight, close there. A blend of straight rye, high rye bourbon and American single malt. Hell yeah, dude, let's go. So Lodestar Whiskey was founded in 2024, so it's very new. By cousins Anna Axter and Vadelin von Schroeder. Two super American name right there. Two whiskey lovers from entertainment industry, veterans who set out to follow flavor, not rules. Straight up high rye bourbon. Okay, so we called it. It was a bourbon and an American single malt. That's shocking, we call that. If this is also from an MGP product, I will lose my mind. Because I'm getting that MGP, that typical tasting note. So Lodestar, let's look this up. Lodestar whiskey, American whiskey. Whiskey from MGP, question mark. Yes, Lone Star American Whiskey is indeed made from MGP. Let's go, baby. Specifically, a blend of their high rye bourbon and American single malt. That makes a ton of sense, especially because their distillery formed in 2024. Now, listen, a lot of distilleries, especially when they first start off, I got to scan the price too, but a lot of distilleries, when they first start off, use a lot of MGP products, because when you start a distillery, you have really one of two options. You can either rely heavily on your vodka and gin production to make up the cost of creating whiskey and then aging it. Actually, you have three options. You can release an unaged whiskey that never, ever goes well. I have not seen a moonshine type product where it's unaged whiskey or aged for 6 months or something like that that actually tastes good. I have yet to try one. People will like lose their mind over like, oh, it's going back to the tradition. No, it sucks. Unaged whiskey or whiskey aged for 6 months is absolutely terrible. That's why Scotland, Ireland, and all these countries have a minimum age of 3 years. Anything under 2 years is generally not very good whiskey. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Most of the times when you get into the situation, you're a new distillery, instead of putting out something that's garbage and 6 months old or just relying on vodka and gin, you source from MGP, generally around something that you'd like. That way, when you create your own product, it tastes similar but different enough so you know that it's your own. What I would assume here from Lodestar, what they would do is their, what is this mash bill again? It is the high rye bourbon and American single malt. So what I think that they would probably do in the future is Lodestar Whiskey will probably at first create a regular bourbon because that makes sense. Probably this high rye mash bill. They'll eventually probably create a single malt. And then my assumption would be is that the bad product or the product that doesn't meet that bottle's requirement of taste. So like if their high rye bourbon one batch doesn't taste up to par because of environmental conditions or whatever, they'll save those barrels, blend it in with this, and just basically release their new version of this Lodestar American whiskey once they get their own stuff that's been aged for 4 years down the line. But again, they just started in 2024, so their own juice realistically probably isn't going to be ready until like 2027 or something like that, because they still have to have time in the barrels for it to taste well. California's climate is a little bit different. I don't know where in California are they. Their climate's a little bit different. So if they're southern, then it could age faster. Los Angeles, duh. So it could age a little bit faster. 3-4 years probably would have some good juice. But other than that, I would probably hold out and just keep using MGP. It's not bad product. It's just you can taste that it's from MGP because it tastes like every single other high-rye bourbon out there. But again, it's not a terrible product. It's decent. I think that it's serviceable for the product. Let's scan the price and see how much it is before I say if I'll have it in my collection or not. But I think that this is solid. I think eventually Lodestar will probably have their own product that'll taste much better than this does. I can almost guarantee it, because I feel like they're good at blending this together to make a decent taste. It's just they got to get away from MGP. And it's $34.99, so how can you go wrong there? $34.99 for a product like this, that's a steal. I would probably assume that in the future, they will raise their prices once they start making it their own. If they do decide to make it their own, that could be 100% conjecture on my end, where they don't end up making it their own and they're fine with sourcing it, which that's a business decision that they can make. But if they do end up making it their own, it's probably going to taste better and they'll probably have to charge more. So just keep that in mind. Thank you everybody for tuning in to today's whiskey review. Flog your advent calendar day 20, is it? What's that, 20? Appreciate your time today. If you have this one, let me know what your thoughts are in the comments down below. And we will see you tomorrow for day 21. Yeah, this is day 20. We'll see you tomorrow for day 21. Not sure what that one is yet, but we will see you in a few minutes because I'm batch recording these. Appreciate all of your time today. We always recommend a drink responsibly, give us a hand, don't litter. We're out.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.